We're here. We're here. We're here. We're doing something cool. We're doing some, it's gonna be you know me. He's taking over the whole show. He's doing the whole show now. And he's doing this for now. He's going for the Spaniard. He's got the Spaniard. I know he won. He already knows he wins the fight, but he's going to do a ring round four in a boxing fight on ESPN Plus. Top rank. So I got to do something else. I want to watch it. Miss Teddy Allison put out something about his podcast. Go check it out. Go check it out. He'll break it down. He'll break it down real good. There you go. We got the Spaniard, Mr. Martin. Lopez. We gotta be right back. We gotta be right back. Alright, we're here. I gotta go get a cigar for this one, because it's looking like it's gonna be a rough and runny mushy. That's what it is. It is. It's going to the end of the fourth round. Going to the fourth round. We got Teofimo diving and bumping and jumping and moping and heaping and hopping. He's doing it all. He's doing a lot more right now. He finally recovered from his pre-fight walkout routine, which I guess about, you know, probably that's probably why he was so sluggish, and that's why he fell down from that little cruddy little hook he took. He took a little cruddy hook and slept off nails, fell on his face. That's what happened in that round. That was round two, and basically, from then on, he left Mr. Spaniard Man with a broken nose. The guy's nose looks like it's jiggling. Looks like Owen Wilson just brushed right in his face. That's what he is. That's what happened. That's what it is. And that's how it looks. Okay, it's a bad one. It's a big bad one. It's a big, big bad one. Now he's bleeding out of both sides and his eyes getting closed. But yet he's up because he got a knock. Down on the Teofimo Lopez, the guy who upset the greatest boxer of all time. They call him, they say he was the greatest. He was gonna be, they call him Brazilian Omar Jaco. And then you know what happened? He walked into a fire hydrant one night, and that name was Teofimo Lopez. And trust me, you don't confuse Teofimo Lopez for no fire hydrant anymore. From when he walks around in a bunch of little teal slipping. Well, here we're in round five. You can confuse him for nothing anymore. You might confuse him for Prince. He's Purple Rain, but he's Teal Rain, because he's Teofimo Lopez, and he's in here, he's getting his butt kicked in this round five. Not really getting his butt kicked, he's actually kicking ass, but he's been knocked down once in the boxing, that means you got your ass kicked. But then, man, look, this one guy he's fighting right now, he's got bleeding out of the back of his head. He is bleeding out of the back of his head, folks, and that's his name. His name is Martin. He's from Espanol, Spanish, man. And Espanol. To all my Spanish friends and fans. I don't got any of them, but I'm trying, yeah. They got Teofimo hitting this guy 33 times in two. And one of the times that he got hit, he fell down. So he's out. Oh, left with right hook. He missed it. Yesterday that was Martin going for the right hook. The Spanish man named Martin. I'm calling him Martin, and I have the slander over his thing. The slander. You know what I mean? I'm an alien. I'm still confused on English language terminology. But I got a little stash grove across his eyes. Missing it. He's missing it. And Lopez is too. Missing it. So we are totally not in Espanol here. We are doing something wrong. You guys messed everything up already. But what we are here is I believe that nose got broke by a headbutt, too. That was round one that could mess everything up, too, because nobody called it, nobody said nothing about it, nobody did nothing about it, and now Martin's gonna walk around with a broken nose in round one, yet he's still in the fight. It's round five now, and we got Lopez doing nothing. He's stalking his prey. Yeah, Martin just backed out and got away. He said, oh yeah, that was pretty easy. Let's keep it going here. Okay. I'm dying here. My shorts are turning red now. There they were. No, they stopped turning red. Oh, there's the lights. Hook, right, hook by Lopez. And then Martin follows back with the right hook. And they're still staying here. Lopez looks like he might come back for the start. Oh, no, he doesn't. And he gets a left straight. Overhand straight, close eyes tight punch by Martin. It was a great one. It was a good one. It landed pretty clean. And now Martin's backing up, running. And Lopez looks like he's going to stalk him. He's stalking him again. I'm cutting the ring off. Cut it off. And now they're tied up. And tied up in the corner. And Martin says, yeah, good try. No, we're back in the center of the ring. Thank you, referee, for pushing us back and escorting us to the center of the ring. So now we're back where we ought to go, and we're 50 seconds left in the round. And we got Martin backing up. Oh, he took a right hook. And he's circling back around. Teofimo gave him a right hook. There's still blood coming out of the back of his head. Not sure what happened there. It looks like he got a gash. Got a gash there. That could be where all blood's coming out of the front of his nose, too. And that is Martin, the guy who is winning the fight by an ass kicking. Because he got knocked down somehow. And he got a low blow, too. And he's still standing. Teofimo hit him with a low blow, but they said that was okay from getting the fight because Teofimo's manager, which sounds like it might be his dad, said, test check his trunk. His trunks are too high. I can't even see his belly button. So apparently you can low blow him. He's okay with it. Just don't hit him in the belly, and right now he's getting cracked in the face. And Teofimo's bouncing and pops and bops and mops and around. What I cannot see is how Martin would be winning this fight, but yet alone he's gotta be. And I want to know what Teddy was saying, Mr. Atlas. I did not listen to it, my bad. I wanted to watch the fight first before I had take any word of wisdom on him, because I was about to do that today. And now I am going to have to. Watch a fight, and then listen. Don't make stuff up in your head and tell them they are stupid. Cause I'm an Aryan and they call me E-T-T-O. Oh, boy. And I'm speaking in Espanol. To all you lovers out there. It's Spanish land. We got a Spaniel right here fighting. They call him Martin. I said that's it. And we got Teofimo, who's just like a I can't believe the guy knocked me down. Hey man, I told the ref you was not knocked down. They said, yeah, you know, if you got hit, you fell. Let's get you a little wet. Let's throw some wetness. This guy's going, my nose is broke. Didn't dad call me? Oh, no, they Vaseline me up. Make it look even good. But did anybody say this? Nobody wanted to call this a freaking headbutt. He headbutted me and broke my nose. None of the 25 shots took me. I'm mad. Now I'm bleeding out of the back of my head to get that. We're back. We're coming out. We're starting in the center, and it's a big one. Oh, it's a right left. It's a right hook with a left straight from Martin. Now they're going to stand there. They call him the Sandor Matador. He's fighting Teofimo. Nobody's doing anything. They're doing absolutely nothing. They're standing in the middle of the ring doing a bunch of bullshit. Are we still going? We are still going. And oh no, Martin just gave him a left hook and almost dropped him again. But this time he looked like a ballerina out there on his shoes. Oh well, he got the little stop and skip and stop down. Lopez stopped himself from falling that time. It was like a ballerina, I'm telling you. It was beautiful. Pure beauty. But it still looked effective from Martin. Now they're doing absolutely nothing again. They're doing it again. They're doing it again, folks. It's a left, right, and then he hits a straight left and put another back inside of the ring. That was all Martin doing all that. Teofimo's throwing some stuff back, but it just doesn't look like it's doing a lot. It looks like it's just hitting the chest. I don't know where he's aiming. I don't know what he's aiming for. Can you see? It looks like he might have been having trouble with his eyes early on. That could be it. He lost his vision because I don't know what he's doing now. He's playing a little patter. He played a little pitter patter with Lopez did, and Martin's going, what is this going on here? Who do you think I am? Who do you think I am? I am no hill. I am no little hillbilly from France that just walked right into whatever the guy's race car, Ricky Bobby. I'm not that guy. I'm not Guillermo Guillaume-Nomo. I'm not him. I'm Martin. Give me some respect. I'm not John Rahm. I don't hit golf balls for a living either. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fight me. That's what I said. That was all a bunch of racial slurs, probably, and I apologize. But I'm Spanish, so it's all good. Well, I'm an alien, too. Alien, Spaniard, alien. You know me. I'm a chichu. I won't like it, bowl. It's all good. We're all good. I'll send you flowers. Whoever I offended. Hey, baby, here we go. And then Teofimo hit him right there, and he said, oh, gotcha. And now Martin's backing up. He's backing up. He's doing nothing. He's saying, yes, this is good. I'm coasting to a win. Or a loss. I don't know. Well, get the hell out of here without getting my nose too much busted up more. Oh, I got a straight right there. Oh, another one. Another punch. It's a jab or something. I don't know what the hell it is. It's something that Martin's the one throwing it. Nothing really landing. I mean, if they're going to count these landings, I don't know. It's a big tough one to judge because it just looks like you guys are throwing out little hay bags. What is going on here? Are those gloves are getting too heavy? See, the gloves are too heavy. The gloves are too heavy because by now these guys can't even lift their hands up, okay? They're obviously done what that guy used to do, and they used to make his hands when he used to throw it, and it's cement. It would turn to cement. What happened? They got illegal stuff in their gloves. Check them, ref. Cut these gloves up because there's a back-to-head punch by Martin. He said, I do it. He got me early and we're good. Now, Lopez, I'm good. And the ref said, no, you're still not good because I don't think Martin understood. You can't not punch him in the back of the head. He goes, well, why can I not? I got him in the ear, back the ear, and he, look at me, I'm bleeding out everywhere in my face, okay? He can do whatever he wants, he can even low blow me, I don't care, I'm here for a fight, and this guy's running like a crumb all the way, Espanol, bring him a home, Ichi tu, Ichi su, Espanol, left and right, and now back, and oh, Teofimo's coming, another guy, big hug. Oh, Teofimo might close that round up with a big one. We are on our feet, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of people there watching this. What happened to boxing? Maybe there's five people. Five people actually there to watch it. The rest of them we got paid to come in there and watch, so they look like the guys have a fan base. My bad, boxers. What happened to you? We're in the corner, and I'm telling you, pay the alien, maybe ET2 will help you. We got a headbutt. Oh, there's a broken nose. Round one. It's all squirting all over the place. And he said, yeah, it's fine. Life is fine. People are wondering what the hell is going on in here. All right, we're going to take this break. We're going to come back at the end of this fight because I can't take it anymore. It's too long. It's too long. It's no good. It's horrible. This is round 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'm pretty sure the guy who won was the El Matador. Yeah, look. Oh, no, he's been out hit. He's been out hitting everything. He's getting strut. I mean, I think Teofimo's winning the fight, but I don't know what's going on. Headline says, "Is it over for Teo?" We're gonna skip ahead because this isn't fun for me. It's a bunch of pity patter, man. Where's the power? These guys are pity pattering each other, man. One guy got knocked down. I cannot believe it. That was a trip. He slipped his own freaking hands out of the wall realm of things. Come on, man. These guys are pitter patters. Who are you gonna beat? Nobody. Absolutely none of them. That's why they got him. Oh, that looks like a bunch of heavyweights there. That guy's got—he's carrying around in his trunks right now. I'm talking because the way his trunks are, okay? The way his trunks are, the guy will be weighing about like 35 pounds sitting there trying to just carry him. That makes no sense. What makes no sense? I break. Okay, break that. Why I have to see it? I don't want to see none of this. Don't know what I'm talking about. We're still here. We're around 10. Okay, this was not even for a title. It looked like somebody was wearing a title. I don't know what the hell's going on here. It's around 10-mile fight. There ain't no title on the line. You guys are no owner because Teofimo lost his last fight. That's right. That is right. And what happened? He got lost decision. Teo, what'd you do? You guys couldn't bribe somebody this time? Did he win the fight? I don't know. Referee got in his face. Yeah, Martin thinks he pulled the upset. I said, knock him down. Charlie Brown, knock him down. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. I'm the champ. I am the champ. And Teofimo was like, I think I won. I think I won. What did he do to me? I fell down one time. Come on, man. They don't count. I see guys get knocked out 15 times in one fight and get back up and still lose. I guess that can be possible. I don't get it, man. So I fell down. So what? What happened the other time? That's what he's saying. What happened to his nose? The guy goes, he headbutted me. Oh, he goes, yeah, so what? You knocked me down afterwards, so we're even for that. Now look at you, you're bleeding even worse. That's what I would have said if I was T.O. See, this was the guy, he's wearing like 300 different... You gotta check it out, it's on ESPN. Don't know his name, don't want any business with this guy. Nobody wants to beef with him. It looks like Anthony Joshua with just a bunch of tattoos all over him. He's a big dude, oh man, look at him. Hello, he's carrying around 40 pounds, just carrying it around just for the heck of it, and still throwing leather. This guy said, I'm done. Definitely these guys, those must have been the size of gloves that these two guys were wearing, because they couldn't even lift their hands up. I'm telling you, I had to stop watching it. These Lopez and the other guy, they could not even lift their hands. I would have checked the gloves for, like I said, it's sweat. Whatever that guy used to use. You know the guy who broke somebody's face one time. He said he lost, he said he won, he said he lost. Antonio Margheriti, he broke somebody's face once. He beat him. Yep, Cotto. Yep, Miguel Cotto. Miguel. How are we gonna get to this one? I need to know who won. Nobody cares. Nobody can tell me who won. You don't want to tell me who won now? Okay. Teofimo won big time. I thought you said Teofimo was over. I thought you said it was over. I thought you said it was over. Yeah. Yeah. I thought he won. I thought he won. He fell one time. Every time he just kicked the guy's ass. I mean, come on, man. Neither of them were doing anything. Neither of them could lift their hands. It was pretty much worthless. That's what happened. That was the show. Go watch UFC. Do what you gotta do. It's kind of probably better than that, but that was some boxing. This is ET2. Phone home. Phone home. Found her.